Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Laura Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, Laura interviews fellow readers and authors and asks them for book recommendations of what we should read next. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. So happy to have you back. Before we get to today's book recommendation, I want to recommend a new release book that I just read, which was a quick, fun thriller, and it's called My Sister, the Serial Killer by Ayikan Bridewhite. This is a story about two sisters who grew up in an abusive household, and one sister turned out to be a serial killer, while the other one is in charge of cleaning out her mess. This book was set in Lagos, Nigeria, and it was short, fun, and witty read. I encourage you to pick it up. If you enjoy thrillers, this will be a fun thriller to pick it up. Now let's get today's book recommendation with Katie Bissell from St. Martin's Press. Hi, Katie. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. Thanks so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us who you are.
Yeah, so I currently work at St. Martin's Press as a publicity manager, and I work on a lot of commercial women's fiction here, and I would say I specialize in thrillers.
And we're going to be talking a little bit more about it. So how did you get started in St. Martin's Press?
Well, I actually started my career, I'm from St. Louis, and so I started my career in baseball working for the St. Louis Cardinals. Ooh. I ended up meeting my husband through work. He works for Major League Baseball, and I made the move to New York for him, and I'm a journalism major. So I wanted to get into the publishing field. I ended up interviewing at a lot of different magazines and St. Martin's Press and ended up landing here. And I've always been a voracious reader. So I think that's something you need to be for the job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine. You probably have access to all these books, but you also have to read them and so you can sell them and you can share it with others.
Yeah, I definitely try to do a lot of non-St. Martin's Press reading. So I definitely go out of my, I buy from other houses.
I love it. That's awesome. So let's talk about your reading life. When do you read?
Well, I just moved to Maplewood, New Jersey. So that's about a 40-minute commute from there into the city. So I do most of my reading on the train. And then I also have a little toddler. He's 2.5. So I also do a lot of reading after he goes to bed.
Yeah, I can imagine. I think having a child just changes everything. So
yeah, no more free time.
No more free time. That is true. So what do you love most about reading?
Well, I think, in this digital age, it's kind of miraculous that we can still pick up a hardcover and do something that people have been doing for centuries. And, I love everything about reading. I love recommending books to people. I love going into bookstores and finding new books and looking at all the beautiful jackets. And I have a pretty big library in my house. And whenever people come over, that's one of my favorite things to do is loan out my books or gift out my books and make recommendations to all my friends and family.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love making recommendations. That's like my favorite thing. It's like, oh, yeah. just being the ambassador for each book.
Yeah.
So what would you like your reading life to be different if you have a magic wand?
Well, like I said, the toddler takes up a lot of time. So I probably just need more time for books because, let's see, I work on about 5 books a season for St. Martin's Press. And, like I said, I like to read books that I'm not working on. So, that would be my only issue is that I need more time.
Yes.
I guess that's what everybody says, right?
Yeah. I think that's a pretty common thing. It's like, we just want more time to read and just enjoy it. So
yeah.
You're not alone.
What would you change?
So for me, I think I would like to have more time, but I think I want to be more pickier about the books that I pick. Because I, you know, last year I read for quantity and not quality, and this year I've been more about quality and trying different genres. So trying
now, will you not finish a book, or do you try and get through everything that you start?
I used to try to get everything I started. I actually got better about not finishing books.
Yeah,
that's the big one. Just realizing like that book's not for me, and just being like, okay. But in the same sentence, I finished a book because it was a short book, and I was like, and I knew I shouldn't finish. I was like, I hate this book, and I was like, I should not have finished this book. So it's one of those.
Yeah, I definitely have a DNF pile.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's where I'm like, okay, just accepting that I'm just gonna have DNF piles, and that's part of the reading life. So what you mentioned, you work with thrillers, but what other genres do you primarily work with thrillers? You say some Martin's Press, correct?
Yeah. So we have a huge publicity team here at St. Martin's. I would say about 20 or so people.
Oh, wow.
So with that, I think we have the largest in the business. So with that amount of people, we really do specialize, in our own, each our own genres. So yeah, for me, I've become the thriller specialist. We have, you know, someone that works on a lot of sports nonfiction, and there's someone that works on military nonfiction, and someone that works on political nonfiction. So I'm lucky that I get to work on what I enjoy reading the most. So the thrillers, and then, you know, commercial women's fiction, the kind of book clubby books. And I do work on some memoirs here and there.
Oh, that's cool. That's a really wide genre. Even though it's specialized, you still have some different things to within the
genre. It's nice to be able to mix it up, for sure.
Because,
you know, when I do read, you know, thriller after thriller, I often do have to take a break and mix it up with some nonfiction.
I'm right now on a thriller binge, and I'm like, okay, I had to read, I ended up reading another book, and I was like, okay, I need a checklist just to break it down.
A palate cleanser, yeah.
Yeah, just having a palate cleanser, then I can get back to the thriller. So I was like, okay.
What's the last thriller that you read?
Watching You by Lisa Jewell.
Oh, yeah. I've heard she's great. I've never read any of Lisa's books.
So this is my first book for her. It was interesting. 80% of the book was one way, and then the ending was completely different. It was like completely different characters, completely different storyline. So it was an interesting book. It was not my favorite, but I have her other books that I heard really good things about it. I may read it later on.
Yeah, I think I've shelved her on Goodreads. I need to actually go out and buy it.
Yeah. So it was good. It was definitely one of those books where I was like, okay, I would have liked the 80% that I read that would be to end that ending, or to have the last 20% to be a whole other book. So it was an interesting book to read. So what are some of the books that were released in St. Martin's Press this fall that we should pick up?
Well, one of my favorites for 2018 is The Wife Between Us. That actually just released in paperback. It went on sale in a hardcover in January and was a breakout bestseller for Greer Hendricks and Sarah Pekkanen. So, and they have a really interesting working relationship. Greer used to be an editor at Simon & Schuster, and when she ended up leaving the business, she approached Sarah, who she'd actually edited while at Simon & Schuster, about writing a book. So they joined forces, and they wrote this incredible thriller. I would say it's 10 times better than Girl on the Train. Definitely on par with Gone Girl. You think you're reading about this woman who's been scorned by her ex-husband. You think that he's left her for this younger, more beautiful fiance. And then about midway through, they completely flipped the script. It's one of the only books I've ever read where I gasped out loud numerous times. And immediately when I finished, I had to start it over and read it again. This was a huge bestseller for us It's been optioned for film by Steven Spielberg and the same production company that produced the Girl on the Train movie, actually. And I just cannot say enough good things about it. It was one, I read it on a flight to Iceland in about 7 hours. I couldn't put it down. Immediately emailed my boss and said, I have to work on this book. And the authors are so lovely. I mean, just the most wonderful people you could meet. So yeah, that's one I can't recommend highly enough.
That was actually one of my top favorite books of this year.
Oh, good. I'm so glad to hear it.
I read it, I think, in January. It was one of the few books that I ended up buying on Kindle. And it was just like I couldn't stop reading. And then I just gasped when the midway point, when it was like, the story you hear this one way, and then you realize it's a completely different story that's talking about. It was so good.
And it's currently up for Goodreads Choice Awards Best Mystery Thriller of the Year. So we've got some stiff competition with Woman in the Window on there too, but
I know
I cast my vote.
I did. I cast my vote too because it was actually one of my favorite books. I mentioned it a couple of times in the podcast, and the blog is one of my top favorite books that I read.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear it.
And I read their follow up, Anonymous Girl, and it was just as good. So
That's our biggie for 2019.
Yeah. So exciting. So what are some of the most anticipated new release for 2019 that MarketPress we should look forward to?
Yeah, so you named one of them, An Anonymous Girl. That is the new book, the new thriller from Greer and Sarah. And the premise of that one is that this young New Yorker, Jessica Ferris, she needs money to help with her sister's health. Her sister has some health issues back home. So Jessica sneaks her way into this psychology study, and she's thinking, you know, easy money. But then the questions start off kind of odd, and the doctor behind the study, you know, at first blush is beautiful and intelligent and caring, and then Jessica slowly finds out that this woman is completely twisted, and the questions evolve into outings where Jessica is told what to wear and what to say. So it turns into this incredible cat and mouse thriller. And that one goes on sale January 8th. So that's one of our first big books of the new year.
And you should pick it up. It's really good. I'm buying the hardcover. That's how much I like it. So
and then I'm not working on this one, but a lot of people here are super, super excited about, if you've heard of Tan Franz, he's on the reboot of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Yep.
And he's written a memoir, and that one goes on sale, I want to say April of this year. And that one's called Naturally Tan. So cute title, cute package. I think he just recently released the cover on his social media, but I haven't actually seen the reboot of the show, but all the girls in the office keep telling me that I need to tune in.
That's awesome. Yeah, I was definitely picking that out, so I'm excited.
And one other one that, since I keep talking about thrillers, I'll talk about a romance instead. But I'm working on this book called The Girl He Used to Know by Tracy Garvis Graves. She kind of came into prominence around the same time as the 50 Shades author. They were both self-published and then got picked up by big publishing houses. Her debut was this book called On the Island, which was a little bit like Blue Lagoon, if you've ever seen that movie, two people stranded on a deserted island. But anyway, The Girl He Used to Know is about, it's a second chance love story. These two just completely endearing characters, they meet one another at a chess club, and circumstances kind of tear them apart, and then they reunite 10 years later and rekindle their love story. And the main character, Annika, she is beautiful and brilliant, but she is she's on the spectrum. So she's on the autism spectrum. And Jonathan, her love interest, throughout the book, you see, is just, comes to her with open arms and is willing to handle any challenge that's presented their way. And it's just so, so sweet. I can't recommend that one highly enough either.
Yeah, I read that book too. So
good.
Yeah, so lovely. And, you know, I love On the Island. On the Island was like one of my favorite.
Oh, you read On the Island. Oh, cool.
Yeah. And so I became a fan of hers. And when I knew she was coming out with a new book, I was like, I need to pick it up. And so I was able to get an e-alley, and it was so good. I love that it was set in 1991, 2001. So it was like, it was sort of, you know, set in a different time zone, you know, and the story, the second chance romance, it was like so powerful. It was so good.
Yeah, I know. I keep calling it Eleanor and Park meets Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine.
Yes.
I think it's a nice mashup of those two.
Yes, it is. So, so good. Awesome. So now let's talk about your reading life. What are your top three favorite books of all time?
So I would say one of my top books is The Little Friend, which is Donna Tartt's second book. Mm-hmm. So this is like the sophomore novel that I think is the most underrated of her books. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I shouldn't say that because I have actually never read The Goldfinch or what was her big debut? What'd you say?
Secret History, I think.
Yeah, The Secret History. Yeah. So I loved The Little Friend. I read this one so long ago, but I think it was set in the 70s. So that gave it a different vibe, and the South in the 70s. And I don't know, it's just one of those books that really stuck with me. And, you know, I can vividly remember certain scenes, and the protagonist is a young girl. She's kind of Harriet the Spy-ish. So that's one of my top reads. And then I guess my other two, I would have to say Sophie's Choice and White Oleander. So, I guess three more literary books than what I typically read.
I love it. Favorite books that you've read in 2018 so far?
Okay, so we talked about one of them. The Wife Between Us is definitely one of my favorites. Yep. Another one is Baby Teeth, which came out this summer. Mm-hmm. And that's a debut by an incredibly talented woman named Zoya Stage. She, the Baby Teeth, the premise is basically, it's a bad seed novel. So you have Hannah, who is this mute 7-year-old sociopath, determined to kill her mother. And then you also hear from the mother, Suzette, who is kind of emotionally and physically damaged. And she's struggling to figure out what to do with this child that is increasingly out of control. Hannah is a girl who set a trash can on fire, cut her mother's hair, fed a schoolmate paint, and those are just kind of the tip of the iceberg.
Mm.
But it's an incredible read, fast, unputdownable. And it's also up for best horror on the Goodreads Choice Awards. So highly recommend that one. And then Our Little Secret. That's another one I worked on in April, I think it was. Another thriller. But when you start the novel, you're introduced to Angela, who's sitting in. She's being questioned by a police officer over the disappearance of this woman, Saskia, who is Angela's ex-boyfriend's wife. So, and then it kind of flashbacks to Angela and the boyfriend, HP, to their early years in high school and how they fell in love. And, you know, your team Angela, you're like, who is this Saskia woman when Saskia is finally introduced and she kind of steals HP away from Angela. And I don't want to spoil anything, but it's another quick read. My sister-in-law, she says it's her favorite book of 2018. but that's by a Canadian author named Roz Ney, who Our Little Secret was a big bestseller in Canada. And so we were the lucky publishing house that got to launch it here in the States.
I love it. I'm going to pick that one up. That's exciting.
Yeah.
So what are you currently reading?
So I just got for, I guess it was Labor Day, my husband and I went on a 4-day backpacking excursion through Yellowstone. Ooh. And so one of our guides told me about this book, Death at Yellowstone. And it chronicles all the people that have died in Yellowstone, whether it's from bear attacks or avalanche or bison attacks or drowning in one of the, or being burned alive in one of the mud pots. It's just, it sounds very gruesome, but it is a fascinating read because the author, he chronicles every death from like the 1800s up to, you know, present day. So probably not something that everyone would be interested in, but it was applicable to me since I was just in Yellowstone hiking through it. And then the other book I'm reading right now is Sex in the City and Us, mm-hmm. which that's written by the author of Seinfeldia. So it's kind of, she, for Sex in the City and Us, she did sit downs with Carrie Bradshaw, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Charlotte, who Kristen Davis. So she gives a lot of inside information into the show, and I actually got to see her speak in my local indie bookstore, and she was phenomenal. She showed clips from the show, and you know, would get into background on the clips, and so that's been a fun read too to counteract my Death at Yellowstone book.
I love it. Yeah, that sounds like a fun read to do. It's like, if you're a fan of Sex and the City, that would be a fun read.
Yeah.
So what is your go-to book recommendation?
My go-to recommendation. So one of them is the Headmaster's Wife. Your listeners are going to get sick of hearing me talk about psychological thrillers, but it's written by Thomas Christopher Green, set in Vermont, I think it is. Yeah, it's got to be Vermont. I last read this one probably 4 years ago or so. But yeah, boarding school set in Vermont. And I'm actually working on Tom's new psychological thriller, The Perfect Liar, and that goes on sale in January. But The Headmaster's Wife is one of my favorites of the thriller genre. The other one would be The Good House, which we published a few years back. That one was written by Anne Leary, who her husband, I'm blanking on his name. Is it Tom Leary, Tim Leary? Anyway, he's a somewhat prominent actor. And Anne, his wife, is a writer. And The Good House, another thriller, New England set. But yeah, both of those are my go-tos. I stock a lot of them in my house, in my library, and I'm constantly doling those two out.
I love it. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So that's it for our interview. Thank you so much for being on the show, Katie.
No, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Katie, for great book recommendations. For a detailed list of books mentioned in this podcast, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/77. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. This will help get the podcast get discovered by new audiences. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you soon.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships. To learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.